Today is the 73rd anniversary of D-Day. On June 6, 1944, more than 130,000 Allied troops invaded Western Europe. They faced withering fire from the Germans who were perched above the beaches of Normandy, France. It was the beginning of the long and bloody march toward the end of World War II. Norman Grossman was a 19-year-old private in the 29th Infantry Division. He was among the first American soldiers to land on Omaha Beach. If you've seen the film Saving Private Ryan, you know the landing didn't go as planned. Grossman describes what happened.
We thought that we would land on the beach, that the Higgins boat would open on the beach, and the ramp would go down, and we would run out onto sand and then be able to run across the beach, and we would have resistance, but not as much as we encountered. What happened is the Higgins boat couldn't get all the way in. Most of us landed into water, which was probably waist deep. We had so much equipment. I had to shed a lot of equipment right away. I mean, this gas-impregnated clothing was so heavy that we had. I just threw away the gas mask. I kept a little food, my shovel and my rifle. It's the only way I could move. And I ran across the beach and onto a bluff. We were pinned down for a couple hours.
Grossman later wrote a diary about June 6, 1944. Here he is reading from that diary.
We were on the beach about 2 hours. During that time, the shells burst all around us. I saw one shell burst among a group of soldiers just as they were running off the assault boat. I turned my head quickly so I wouldn't see the result. Finally, I saw some members of my boat team crawling through a bombed-out pillbox. This served as his protection from the machine gun fire covering the sand dune. I heard bullets whiz over my head as I crawled through. The ground sloped down a little. About 50 yards behind this was a big hill. The hill was booby-trapped with anti-personnel mines. The fellows at the top yelled a warning for us as we approached. We went up the hill single file, for we knew if the man in front of us didn't get blown up, we wouldn't either. I didn't see anyone hit a mine, but I heard that one of my best friends hit one as he neared the top and was blown all the way down to the bottom of the hill.
Grossman said only about half the 31 men from his landing craft made it to the top of that hill on D-Day. By nightfall, his division had lost more than 500 men. Grossman was badly wounded in another battle about a month later and came home. Years later, he reflected on his experiences.
For our country, which is the greatest in the world, we'll pay the supreme sacrifice, do whatever we have to do to ensure the freedom of our country. All generations will do that. I remember as a kid, people would say, World War I veterans used to say, oh, you guys could never do anything we did. We proved we could do it, and I think any generation can. All generations love this country, as well they should. It's everything that's wrong has still got so much that's right.
D-Day survivor Norman Grossman speaking in 2004. He died earlier this year at the age of 92.